Lord, what should I do? Chapter 3. New Age Religion Filling the Gap. While many young people are opting out of organized religion, a sizable minority of believers have adopted alternative spiritualities. Religion writer John Machum wrote a piece in the April 13, 2009 edition of Newsweek titled, The End of Christian America. According to Machum, Christians are now making up a steadily declining percentage of the American population. Referencing the 2009 Arias results, he writes that the percentage of Americans who identify themselves as Christians has fallen 10 percentage points since 1990, from 86% to 76%. Apparently, Americans are becoming increasingly non-religious, or they are turning to alternate religions such as Eastern forms of spirituality or other New Age religions. During this same time period, according to Arias figures, the number of people willing to describe themselves as atheist or agnostics has increased from 1 million to 3.6 million. This strongly indicates movement toward non-Christian religions, as many of those who are now describing themselves as agnostics are actually anti-Christianity. In other words, Americans who were previously religiously unaffiliated, including those who have become entirely disenchanted with Christianity, are increasingly turning to New Age and Eastern religions as alternatives to Christianity. Machum writes that many conservative Christians believe America has now entered a post-Christian phase. In this context, post-Christian describes a significant decline in the importance of Christianity in society. Albert Mohler, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, one of the largest in the world, shares this viewpoint. The post-Christian narrative offers spirituality, however defined, without binding authority, that is, a form of spirituality lacking clearly established authority such as provided by the scriptures. It is based on a perspective of history that presumes a less tolerant past, such as under rigid conservative evangelicalism, and the expectation of a more tolerant future, such as found in New Age-type religions, where virtually anything goes, and all viewpoints have validity. With the present as an important transitional step, Machum adds, what we see happening in Christianity today is less about the death of the Christian God and more about the birth of many gods, New Age pantheism. As mainstream Christianity fails to deliver on its promises, more and more churchgoers are reaffirming their faith through small home-based fellowship groups. Others, however, are reaching the unfortunate conclusion that God, as they define him, is not limited to Christianity, that he can be found through other forms of spirituality. This, at least in part, explains the recent upsurge in New Age forms of religion. New Age spirituality is a catch-all for various blends of Eastern-styled faiths, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, etc., including several offbeat occult-type religions. New Age religion revolves around one central theme, with minor variations. In his book, Understanding the New Age, Russell Chandler says this theme can be summed up in three words: all is one. He explains that in New Age mysticism, humans have a suppressed or hidden higher self that reflects the divine element of the universe. This higher self is the New Age God, sometimes referred to as infinite intelligence or ultimate reality. Chandler gives the following formula: all is one, we are all one, all is God, and we are God. This pantheistic theme teaches that God is in everything and in everyone, thus you are God. According to New Age teachings, everything one needs for a life of contentment, purpose, and fulfillment comes from inside of you: love, peace, joy, the truth. All such divine qualities are universal and are innately part of your innermost being. You only have to quiet the mind, which mostly tends to hinder your quest for enlightenment, and tune in, as it were, to your true inner self. Evil does not exist. The undesirable aspects of your existence, your dysfunctional, selfish, materialistic nature, are not really you. They are part of the mind, from which you must free yourself. Contrast this with what Jesus taught, that the human heart is actually a source of deceit, evil, pride, and corruption. The prophet Jeremiah wrote that the human heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Indeed, there is a way that seems right to the human mind, but it only leads to death. One of the leading forces in New Age religion worldwide is Eckhart Tolle, with two spirituality bestsellers, The Power of Now and A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. Tolle writes, "I cannot tell you any spiritual truth that deep within you don't already know. Living knowledge, ancient and yet ever new, is there inside you, waiting to be activated and released from within every cell of your body." In New Age mysticism, truth is never defined. It just is. That truth is inseparable from who you are. Yes, you are the truth. If you look for it elsewhere, you will be deceived every time. The very being that you are is truth. Moreover, commandment-keeping, a fundamental part of the Christian way of life, is deemed irrelevant in New Age philosophy. When you are in touch with that divine dimension, all your actions and relationships will reflect the oneness with all life that you sense deep within. This is love. Laws, commandments, rules, and regulations are necessary only for those who are cut off from who they are, the truth within. Such perverted religious cycle babble can potentially influence unsuspecting Christians, especially those who are tempted to look outside of Christianity for spiritual fulfillment. Chandler writes that while New Age motifs are being openly embraced by the more liberal elements of Christianity, New Age groups often co-opt the language and trappings of traditional Christian churches, thereby making newcomers feel more comfortable in their transition to alternate forms of belief and practice. The highly popular media mogul Oprah Winfrey, a huge supporter of New Age spirituality, sponsors a mind training program called A Course in Miracles. According to Chandler, the much-touted course, which espouses a worldview in which there is no sin, no evil, no devil, and where God is in everyone and everything, is couched in Christian terminology with a psychological application. Why would a New Age spirituality course need to use Christian terminology except to seduce naive Christians? Another key New Age proponent, Deepak Chopra, has recently turned his sights on Christianity. With his menacing book, The Third Jesus, Chopra, a self-styled spiritual writer and Eastern guru, has been a major force behind the rapid growth of New Age spiritualism in America over the past four decades. According to his book, Jesus' teachings on morality and conduct were too radical to live by. Stressing what he calls the impractical nature of Jesus' instructions, he writes, "You can struggle your entire life to be a good Christian without succeeding in doing what Jesus explicitly wanted." But what Chopra and others like him fail to understand is that, with God, all things are possible. While God does not expect Christians to become perfect in this life, we are to be working diligently towards perfection, to be conformed, a process, to the image of Christ. Ultimately, such conversion and transformation is impossible without the Holy Spirit of God. Rather than taking Jesus' teachings literally, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, resist no evil but turn the other cheek," etc., Chopra claims that Jesus was actually pointing his disciples toward a mystical realm, the only place where human nature can radically change. Literal obedience to practical laws and commandments is replaced by the radical mystical path of seeking God consciousness. Shockingly, he writes that Christianity was forced to compromise Jesus' vision. It is easy to see why the new world Christ envisioned was so quickly abandoned after he died. It had to be modified by realists. Accordingly, Jesus' plan could only be accomplished by attaining the highest level of enlightenment. "Our task," he writes, "is to delve into Scripture and prove that a map of enlightenment exists there." Disastrously, Chopra's unbiblical worldview has found significant favor among Christians who despise commandment-keeping. After all, we are by nature antagonistic towards God's laws and precepts. Only God knows how many weak, fence-riding Christians have fallen for such demon-inspired psychobabble. Indeed, a key reason for the appeal of New Age religions is that they, like costless Christianity, require little or nothing in the way of commitment or fidelity to a standard of conduct. New Age practitioners essentially live as they please. Moral absolutes simply don't exist. Their much sought-after state of enlightenment essentially puts them on the same level as God. Adam and Eve tried this. "You shall become as gods, deciding good and evil." and look where it has brought us. Devout Christians who study their Bibles can readily see the dangers in New Age teachings. Ultimately, New Age religion is a feel-good, invent-your-own form of spirituality that can lead to contact with the prince of the power of the air, Satan the devil, the spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience. Unfortunately, too many young people are opting out for such religions because they are turned off by a Christianity that apparently makes no real difference in their lives. As mainstream Christianity continues to decline for numerous reasons, not the least of which is its utter ineffectiveness, more and more Americans, especially the younger ones, will be tempted to experiment with various New Age Eastern religions. Most, however, will seek out a brand of Christianity they can call their own. But it will definitely be outside of the brick-and-mortar corporate church. Finding God outside of the corporate church. As previously noted, 2009 era statistics show that the number of Americans who claim no religious affiliation has nearly doubled since 1990, rising from 8.1% to 15%. According to Machum, the rising number of religiously unaffiliated Americans are people more apt to call themselves spiritual rather than religious. Other studies have indicated that about 40% of this unaffiliated group turn out to be atheists. The remaining 60%, still a significant number of Americans, claim to be merely religious or spiritual without identifying any particular religious preference. As we've seen, some of these have turned to various New Age religions, but Duan suggests that these unrelated statistics show that there are plenty of Americans who are interested in spiritual matters, but prefer to find spiritual fulfillment outside of organized Christianity. To put it another way, more and more Americans are apparently claiming to be unaffiliated because of their disenchantment with organized Christianity. They still consider themselves to be Christian, but are intent on finding God in an alternate setting, such as small groups and home-based fellowships. Duan writes, of numerous trendsetters who are forging ahead with strategies to meet the needs of these believers who prefer to remain outside of the established church. One such evangelical leader, Mark Batterson, began in 1996 to promote coffeehouse churches in the Washington, D.C. area. In an interview with Duan, he said, God is calling the church out of the church. We love the marketplace, coffeehouse environment, because the de-churched and unchurched people are intimidated by traditional church. Another trendsetter, Lewis Brown, says 80% of the American population claims to be faith-based, but only 18% go to church. Brown, a co-producer of The Bible Experience, an audio dramatization of the Bible aimed at young people, asks, so where are they getting their faith content? For the unchurched, who truly are faith-based, they are finding it at home. According to a 2006 Barna Group survey, 9% of American adults are involved in some form of house church. That equates to 20 million people attending such a service each week. The balance of unchurched believers attend similar small group meetings. Some bounce back and forth, mostly going to church on Sunday and participating in a midweek home study. Still, the church-at-home trend is clearly gaining momentum. Shane Claiborne, author of the controversial book, The Irresistible Revolution, in which Claiborne describes what he considers an authentic faith rooted in action, is solidly behind the idea that smaller is better. In an interview with Doohan, he said, "The world is thirsty for another way of life. Our culture is starving for answers as the old ones have gone bankrupt." Small groups and home fellowships, he said, are giving visibility to Christianity as a way of living rather than just a way of believing. There is more to Christianity than just believing. When people see that there are ways of living that don't conform to the patterns of the world, that is very attractive. Here Claiborne suggests what has been verified by Kinnaman in his book Unchristian, that nominal Christianity is seen by outsiders as more of a set of beliefs than a genuine way of life. Barna fully supports the idea of church at home. Of his own experience, he says, "It's the best thing we've ever done. Everyone in the home church is really involved. We really look out for each other. It is one big extended family of 23 people." According to researchers, many of those who are moving on to home churches say, they are tired of church hierarchies that are too controlling. They are also fed up with church politics. But as Doohan notes, those who do not fit into standard churchianity also realize that they need like-minded fellowship, that they cannot simply opt out of the body of Christ. They have come to see that the true church is spiritual, where two or three people get together in Jesus' name. Attendance is based on desire rather than obligation. A 2007 Barna Group study demonstrated that Christians had a higher level of satisfaction with their house church than they did with regular church. Barna concludes that those attracted to house churches are either young adults interested in finding spirituality and faith, but who are turned off by the organized church, or baby boomers who are seeking a deeper and more intense experience with God.